little bit of bass as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, I'm recording whenever you're
ready. Let's do it, man.
Hi, this is Gabriel from Nightworks. So this song is called The Weapon.
From Metronomy to Christine and the Queens, Gabriel Stebbing has been part of some of the best bands in electro-pop of the 21st century. But these bands have always been someone else's project, and now Stebbing is bringing back his own, which has been on something of a hiatus since releasing a debut album in 2013. His solo outfit is called Nightworks, and in the lead up to his second album, he's slowly putting out a new EP this summer called Stuck on Broadway. Gabriel Stebbing plays us some new songs today and tells me about how a career of working in other people's bands has helped shape his own music.
I don't want to speak your name, cause I'm afraid of saying something that would drive you away. I don't wanna speak your name.
The
Gabriel, or Nightworks.
Hello.
Do people ever just call you Nightworks?
Not yet. But that would, yeah, I'd turn my head to Nightworks.
Okay. Yeah. Well, welcome and thank you for playing for us today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Now, it's been 6 years since you last put out an album as Nightworks.
Yeah.
Why the hiatus?
Well, it kind of, to me, it feels like I was extremely busy, because I was. So almost immediately, the promo cycle and the touring for the first Nightworks album ended. I was lucky enough to be invited to play in the studio with, during the making of the first album by Christine and the Queens, who needs no introduction. And so that turned in, that studio relationship ended up turning into a live relationship, in that I went and played guitar and bass for her for the whole tour for that album, which started in small venues in regional France and ended up at Coachella and Glastonbury and all those things. So that was 3 years. That was three of the six. And then the last three of the six have been relocating from London to the Kent coast in Margate. And I've also become a father. And I've also started to really re-engage with my own writing and producing and playing. So hence the new music has taken a little while to come out, but I've kind of never stopped making it, I suppose, for myself or other people.
And you've got writing credits on that Christine and the Queens album, is that right?
Well, it's tricky. it's not tricky. I mean, I did do some work with Christine on one of the tracks, which was Tilted. Although it was completely her draft, but that song had been a hit in France, in French, under the name Christine. So she was just interested in working, I think, with a native English speaker, although I should say her English speaking is fantastic. But we worked on rewriting that from French into English, which was really interesting, because she wanted to get the syllables to bounce in literally exactly the same way. Mm. So it was a technical challenge as well as a creative one.
Well, it worked, because, I mean, Look at where she is now.
Yeah,
and
right.
It must be quite exciting as, like, the hiatus between your albums to be working with an artist who is on the cusp of that kind of success as well.
Yeah, it was really something. I mean, I've worked with some great people as a collaborator before, and I've been very lucky in that. But I'd never been involved in a project that went from really just the very early stages. I mean, she'd been doing it solo prior to that, but from the day the album came out, it was just like it felt organic, but it was also extremely quick and really exciting. And before you knew it, it was like she was headlining festivals, and yeah, it felt amazing.
I mean, you kind of saw a bit of that trajectory as well when you were in Metronomy, though, as well.
That's right, I did. Although I stepped out of the Metronomy live band just kind of like, it felt like literally weeks before everything took off for them. So I did a lot of the kind of, you know, the transit van touring and sleeping on people's floors and in travel lodges.
Well. I came to some of your very early gigs.
Did you?
When you had the lights on your shirts and
Fantastic.
You used to do the kind of routines with them. There's like IKEA ones you push on and off.
The number of those we got through, and actually that, you know, if social media and Instagram video and stuff had been around at that point, the fun we could have had showing you us maintaining those £1 push lights, you know, taking the batteries out, soldering them. It was absolutely ridiculous. So this one's called The Exception.
Mixed up lives marked by hesitation, a stumbling block of fool, fearful of your aspirations, there's no closer call. You can walk the streets all your life on chilly afternoons, well aware that the town will keep on kicking along without you, well aware that what you need is young hunger when you don't feel it at all, well aware that it's beyond you and a voice keeps telling you you're the exception that proves the rule, and it feels no consolation at all. You're the exception that proves the rule, and it feels no consolation. You're the exception that proves the rule, it feels no consolation at all. Thank you. film stretched across the surface, almost not quite real, an impression made on wet sand. When you need concrete, your cool pillow left untouched in early morning light. You've heard all the platitudes about the darkest night. Wrap your troubles in dreams, babe, that don't mean nothing at all. Give yourself over to me, babe, and a voice keeps telling you you're the exception that proves the rule. And it feels no consolation at all. You're the exception that proves the rule. And it feels no consolation. You're the exception that proves the rule. And it feels no consolation. You're the exception that proves the rule, and it feels no consolation. Consolation. You're the exception that proves the rule. It feels no consolation at all. You're the exception that proves the rule. And it feels no consolation. You're the exception that proves the rule. Feels no consolation at all.
You've worked with all these great bands, and you've also had your other project, Your 20s, before you started Nightworks. Nightworks kind of feels like the Gabriel's Debbing project out of all of them. All the others have been more collaborations.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
What do you feel like you've taken or decided to leave behind from those experiences? Ooh. And what was it about the music you were starting to make that you felt like this is going to be my solo project?
Oh, that's a good couple of questions. Okay, so the first one, I would say what I'd taken from working with Metronomy and with Joe is just seeing someone, because Joe's completely in control, sort of in control of the creative and the production process and so on for Metronomy. And just to see someone do that, to be completely confident. I mean, I kind of felt like I learned to be a producer almost by watching Joe do it. And from working with Christine and the Queens, the greatest thing was really working with a team who were just at the top of their game. Like everyone involved, the dancers, all the musicians, all the tech crew, everything was... You know, it was a great thing to... I mean, right now I'm going right back to basics with Nightworks and just presenting the songs as in a kind of quite a raw state. But I think both of those things that I've taken from collaborations have also refocused me on what I think it is that I care about and do best, which is really songwriting. And it's always been that. I mean, Joe kind of joked that I left Metronomy because I was a frustrated songwriter, and that's essentially what I've always been. I think that, you know, the first Nightworks album I'm very proud of. But I think now, just even having this long break from writing that I did when I was with Christine, I think I'm a better writer now. And I think I'm more in touch with what it is that I want to communicate and how I want to do it.
From the start of your career up to now, you've kind of been constantly within this world of indie synth pop electro kind of thing. You started when it was really taking off in the mid-noughties again. I mean, as a very broad genre, I suppose. How have you seen the creativity within that change over the years and kind of working with that genre yourself?
That's a really good question. I mean, it's funny because I sort of see myself as the guy in synth and electronic pop bands who plays the guitar. So I think in a way, like, you know, I, as you said, I started when, you know, there were really exciting records being made with
by bedroom producers with laptops, and people were kind of working out how that would translate live, and everyone had their own unique way of doing it. Metronomy, certainly one of those amongst that. And now, I mean, 10 years later, it's like a generation has come through who are so, it's as easy for them, it is for me to kind of to play a guitar and get a sound out of it that I like. So it's so much more, I think the new generation of producers and so on are just so sophisticated and creative and funny, and it's kind of amazing to see, really. It's interesting, kind of the last few weeks, we've had a couple of musicians who kind of have been quite important to me have passed away, one of them being Mark Hollis from Talk Talk. And it was interesting reading interviews with him, past interviews, saying that like he just got sick of synthesizers. I mean, he was in a synth pop band in the 80s, a big synth pop band, Talk Talk, and then they metamorphosized. Is that a word? And he said, there's a line that he just said he just wanted to chuck all the synths in the bin and just work with acoustic instruments. And in a way, I feel myself almost not retreating, but finding new life in what acoustic instruments or played instruments do. I mean, that's kind of, I think it's what I've always loved, and I find myself coming back to it in a way.
Is that always your starting point?
Yeah, it definitely is. I think it's because I played the cello from a very young age, and there's something that you get from having this resonant sound box that you're holding. And I think that in a way I've always been sort of chasing that feeling, and I can't get it easily from synths because I'm not good enough at the signal path to get that feeling immediately, and I want it immediately. So I've kind of been, although there are lots of synths on the new album, I should say, there's also guitar on every track, and sometimes the guitars really don't sound like guitars at all, but it's always there, and there's always people playing. And I was lucky enough to do some recording with some French musicians who I'd met via Christine the Queens in a studio in Paris called Faber, which is for the new record, I should say, which is almost finished. And Serge Gainsbourg used to record that. I mean, the nicotine stain from his cigarettes, where he used to put them on the piano keys, is still there on the Steinway.
Amazing.
It's like going back in time. And I was able to record, for the first time in a long while, really good musicians playing together in a room as the foundation of several of the tracks. And I just kind of think it's unbeatable, really.
Well, let's talk about the new music that's coming out, because you've just released the first new single, mm-hmm. called The Weapon, which you played today. Tell us about the EP that's coming out over the next few months.
Okay, well, the EP is called Stuck on Broadway, and it's kind of a transitional set of songs, I would say, between the albums musically and kind of in terms of the headspace. And the songs actually date back a couple of years, because from the period that I was not really doing Nightworks, but was, because I can't stop myself. And the title track, which will be the final track released, we're releasing them one by one digitally over the next couple of months. The final track to be released, Stuck on Broadway, is kind of influenced, in fact all of them are in a way, by I got really into walking, like long walks, and I took on the shortest day last, no god it was a long time ago, 2013, so it's just after Nightwork's first album campaign had finished. I walked the whole of Broadway in Manhattan from the top in the Bronx, almost in the Bronx, to right to the bottom at Battery Park. And it was just a time in my life when I felt like just putting one foot in front of the other was all I could do. And things are very different now, but the music is from that part of my life. So it's kind of introspective, and I'm kind of working stuff out, I think, as I'm doing it. Working things through, I should say. So it's kind of insular, it's kind of introspective. The next album, which is nearly finished, is much more primary coloured and kind of up in certain ways, but still pretty groovy, I think. And the song I'm going to play next is called Nathaniel.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. This week's guest was Gabriel Stebbing of Nightworks, and his new EP is being released track by track over the summer. The Weapon is out now. Look out for a new album later on this year. This programme was produced by me, Holly Fisher, and recorded and mixed by Alex Portfelix.
Seductive.
Gone, we can learn how to do it again.